This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We've got U.S. aircraft carriers being sent to deal with Iran. We've got China deals breaking down. But in the midst of this, we have the attempt to absolutely have big tech go beyond anything ever imagined in 1984 and not allow people to even talk about people that have been banned's names unless it's negative. Obviously, the president tweeted about you, retweeted your support, all that. Millie Weaver, great. But as you said in videos, he's doing more than tweet. But it does show, because he knows how they demonize CNN. Trump knows how CNN demonizes InfoWars. That Trump is basically aligning himself and saying, I believe in First Amendment. So that's a good thing. But it's just not a free speech issue. It's a cartel issue. It's an election meddling issue. What is your message to President Trump, Paul?
Well, it's best laid out in the article I spoke about before. Platform access is a civil right. We need some kind of digital bill of rights. We need people to look at all angles. We need to have, if Facebook wants to be a publisher and not a platform, which is how they're behaving, then remove their immunity from lawsuits under Section 230 of the Communications Act. Make them legally liable for everything that's posted on their website if they want to act as a publisher. If somebody gets up on InfoWars and writes an article, and we post an article full of death threats and vile defamatory statements, we're going to get sued for that. Facebook is immune from that because it's a platform, but it no longer acts as a platform, so there are things you can do there. And then we whine about the double standard because it's just so brazen. You know, we've got hundreds of rockets raining down on Israel over the past few days, killing and injuring civilians. Hamas is listed as a terrorist group by the United States, by the European Union. All over Facebook, there are pro-Hamas pages. And in fact, the New York Times reported on that last month. They said, quote, Hamas enjoys a similar widespread presence on Facebook. So nobody's doing anything about an actual terrorist group listed as a terrorist group that is currently raining down missiles on civilians in Israel. Oh, but PJW needs to be banned for his edgy opinions. So it's that double standard again, Alex. Instagram. Raheem Kassam just reported a video which shows somebody jokingly punching a pregnant woman in the chest to try and get a baby aborted as a joke. He reported the video for, you know, violence or threat of violence. Thank you for reporting. This does not violate our terms. So you can literally post something punching a pregnant woman in the belly on Instagram. That's completely fine. Alex Jones, though, he has to get his face blurred because during the 2 minutes of hate, you're not even allowed to see the face of Goldstein. That's the level we're at.
And I saw the photos this weekend. I'm going to dig them out. It's like families. I remember taking the photos in D.C. and stuff with families and their kids, and they just blur it and say, oh, you're not allowed to do this, because they scanned my face, the AI recognizes it, and treats it like child porn.
Precisely. We had another article on InfoWars. Facebook defense called for Trump assassination. This woman reported a bunch of assassination threats against President Trump, and how did they respond? They suspended her for reporting the assassination threats.
So you know, I should have led the show that Jamie White article from last night. Please tweet that out, Paul. I still have Twitter and still have your YouTube. And again, people have to remember, you started Summit.News. We have NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com with our own audio, our own video. I know you're working on getting your own stuff set up. We're trying to help you. We had to do what Drudge came here and warned us. He said, you got to set your own stuff up now. You got to get off, because when Hillary was going to win, she was going to do it right away. Well, instead, we got like a 2.5-year reprieve, but now ahead of the next election, they're doing it regardless, thinking Trump's dumb.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine if Hillary would have won. It would have happened even sooner, right? Also, as I said before, you know, get the products from InfoWars. That is absolutely key. There's a subscribe store. It's linked in the article. Support PJW in the fight back against censorship. That is my personal page, so go and donate there at Subscribestar.
And again, that's because you're moving out doing your own thing, because, I mean, we're getting to the point where we cannot finance you and your brother and the work you're doing. That, yeah, the enemy, as I told folks, is slowly but surely shutting us down. That's why we need your financial support, folks. This is serious. All right. Sign up for the free email as well at summit.news. All right, Paul, great job. Please, you're going to be hosting again tomorrow in the fourth hour, correct?
That's right, yep.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Ever think you'd grow up and see all the so-called news pundits calling for people that have more viewers than they do and are just American patriots to be muted, censored, silenced, shut up? Well, that's what they're doing, and it's been green-lighted by the American people and by Congress and by the president. This is criminal racketeering to bully and shut up the American people. And now they're saying we're going to list you as terrorists and take your bank accounts away. I guess a lot of folks here in the land of the cowards, home of the brave, I guess they'll just then shut up. You think things will be better then? No, it'll only get worse. We have freedom and wealth because we fought and stood up, but we're living off what our forebears did. When you go out in public, there's some strong Americans left for their race, color, and creed, but most Americans are soft, cowardly people that are just lazy and stupid. And the wolves of the world know it, folks, and this country's going down unless we stand up.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his like little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Banning people. They're dictating the opinions that everyone on the platform is allowed to have. Merely a...
I'm a conservative Jew, so I guess that makes me such a dangerous person.
Spreading articles, spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked.
It's going to do something terrible like help Trump get reelected. That's really what all this is about.
Said that they deem our content and our brands unsafe.
Is the right to be, do, and say whatever you want. It's about freedom of expression.
I'm a journalist. I'm a left not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype.
They can say whatever they think, and I respect their constitutional right to do it. I hope they respect my constitution.
You're next, folks. You're erasing everybody. We've lived in a free society so long that when the tyranny comes, people don't know what to do. And I've used this allegory 100 times. I'll use it again. There was an island out in the South Pacific. And when the... I forget which island the dodo bird was on. Was it Galapagos? I think it was in the Galapagos chain. And big, fat, juicy, delicious birds the size of a turkey. They never had a predator. There weren't any wolves. There weren't any foxes. There weren't any dogs. There was nothing. There was nothing but these birds running around on this island. And within just a few years of sailors finding the island, whaling ships would go stop there. They just walk up with a oar and just club them in the head and eat them. Big old fat juicy meal. The dodo, Rapus cucullus, is an extinct featherless bird that was endemic to the islands of East Madagascar. I got the whole wrong ocean. It's the Indian Ocean. See my memory? That's why I said check it. I guess the Indian Ocean is in the Pacific, but technically it's its own little ocean. The dodo's closest genetic relative is the also extinct solitaire and forming the subfamily Rapinae, I think, of the family of pigeons and doves. So the dodo, people call people a dodo that are stupid and don't care about themselves and fall off the edge of a cliff or stupid. But it was they'd never seen humans. They'd never had a predator. They had no fear. And they had no race memory. You could take a chicken for 6-7 generations indoors, never seeing a hawk, never seeing a predator, and they project a hawk on the ceiling. They've done university studies. And the chickens all run to the coop. Even a dumbass chicken knows what a hawk looks like. Or an owl. But see, Americans for generations after generations, except for our fighting men, the farm boys from around the country, the poor white, black, and Hispanic folks, other than them that the ruling class makes fun of, there's no instincts to fight. Well, let me tell you something. If I was a chicken, I'm running around like my head's cut off. And that's what this is. World government AI tracking everything right out of Revelations, watching what we're doing in real time, tracking it all, telling people with AI in real time you can't say positive things about Alex Jones, and the AI knows if it's positive or negative, and saying we're watching you, and then designating me as a terrorist, and then I know it's through Interpol and the banks, and they're getting ready to roll it out worldwide against everybody, against Christians, gun owners, forced inoculations, Orthodox Jews are a big target for whatever reason. Anybody that won't bow down to the world government and turn their kids over to the system. And yeah, I had half a cup of coffee at home this morning. And I drank like 2 sips of one here, and I feel like I'm on methamphetamine. I took that a few times in high school. I tried it out. I hated it. I feel like I'm speeding. And you know why I feel like that? Why I'm pissed? Because my instincts are lined up and normal. We have world government. We have a government. We have Democrats saying they're killing babies after they're born. We have sex education to 5-year-olds. We have convicted pedophiles being brought in on purpose for little kids to sit on their laps. In 5th grade, we have total evil Hollywood demoralizing us. They attack on the family, all these lies. We have criminal collapse news networks calling anyone that doesn't submit to them Nazis. And then using their fake claim that you're a Nazi to have your bank accounts taken. That's what the Nazis did. And as a man, I become physically angry at this point. Because at a gut level, I've never been more wound up. I realize the hammer's about to drop. They're going to make their move. They're not going to back off on Russiagate. They're not going to back off on the failed coup. They're not going to back off on censorship. They're not backing off on anything. If you're Zuckerberg, he's personally got $76 billion. He owns like 500 and something companies. He's buying up all the credit card companies, buying up all the apps, buying up. He says, if you're a conservative, because, you know, those are talking points he gives CNN, you're not going to have access to telephones. He's going to rule your ass. And if you don't fundamentally get pissed at that, you're a dodo bird. Folks, I'm not a dodo bird. And I'm not going to compare myself to an eagle. Let me just compare myself to a chicken. Chicken sees a hawk fly over. That chicken runs for the bushes. that chicken goes to tell others, hey, the hawk that eats this, he just flew over. You see, because there's race memory in all animals. The dodos were on that island for probably millions of years, and nothing ever ate them, at least hundreds of thousands. So they didn't have a race memory. But you can take a chicken or any other creature that's ever been around predators, and they know about predators. They know what they look like, even though they never seen them. Kids are worried about monsters when they're little. They want to sleep with you. They want to be close to you. They get scared when they go in doorways. Kids that have really good instincts will be scared when they, always the high IQ kids are scared when they're little. You always know you got a winner when they're real scared because they got all the memory. And when lions and tigers and other predators would wait outside a hut or a cave to eat babies that came out. That's why children, when they're going in and out of houses, are scared. Remember, was it? A lot of children are scared when they first go in or out. When they kind of hesitate at a door. They have instincts. They have soul. They have spirit. There was a transference of the genetic memory. Those who aren't upset, you do not have soul.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, I'm about 20 minutes behind today. It's my ranting, and we've got Millie Weaver. We have Caitlin Bennett. We also have a gentleman who went and confronted Hillary and Bill Clinton on their failed national tour they're doing, because she's still planning to run, folks. I told you. Now it's back in the news. She's so crazy with this field of like 20-something people. And I'll be co-hosting some of the fourth hour. He'll do the rest of it with Will Johnson, who's here in town, doing a great job. But listen, I want to explain something again. I'm going to say this again. There's all this huge breaking news. I'm not covering the fact that the president tweeted our stuff out or that CNN's saying we should be taken off the air because it's about me. I don't care about that. I care about the crew. I care about this operation. I want to stay on air to fight the globalists. But I am physically sick that I know I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. I'm not one of these fake Christians. I want to be clear that there's so many fake Christians that are there to give it a bad name. And I'm not some goody-two-shoe up here telling you how perfect I am. I never committed a sin. You know, and I'm this holy man. Anybody telling you that, you better watch out. They probably got a little forked tail hidden in their pants. What I'm getting at here is, this is Antichrist world government beast system stuff. There's no doubt about it now. It's all being fulfilled. And you look at Zuckerberg, looks like he's from Star Trek, like a space alien up there, talking like a robot, got like green skin, announcing anything negative is going to be taken off. Bull crap. They let Hezbollah, they let Antifa attack everybody. They let the left run around and bully everybody on Facebook. And then they're going to tell you, you don't have speech. This is dangerous. And it shows they're not backing down to Americana and Trump or you or I. They're going to bring in a total system and bully us and control us. And I'm not going to sit here and take it. And I'm pissed. Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, both great reporters out there with the work you're seeing on the streets and the world. I see the videos you shoot at Trump rallies. Trump people are loving and nice and good. The leftists are all foul-mouthed, crazy people that just say, get out of here. You shouldn't even be here. What would you call this moment in time we're in? When hundreds of missiles rain down on Israel, Facebook still hosts pro-Hamas account, but lists Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones as terrorists. It's a terrorist designation. Well, hell, you can say Bin Laden's name on Facebook. You can't say mine. Facebook defends calls for Trump assassination, bans people that flag it and criticize major sites calling for Trump to be killed. That's on InfoWars.com with all the screenshots and links. Forget Facebook. They want to revoke your access to banking. Folks, this is so insane. What do you think? Millie, Caitlin, jump in. Say whatever you want about this. It's just, am I wrong? Should I be covering the aircraft carrier going to deal with the Iranians? Should I be covering? I mean, to me, this is everything here. That they're tripling down on censorship and control. Gulag level. Hitler is the only guy I saw in modern history do this with commerce and control of people. I mean, this is so criminal.
It's okay to be Alex Jones. It's okay to be InfoWars. It's okay to be Trump. It's okay to be conservative. But the left likes to paint otherwise because, quite frankly, they have no way to argue against common sense when their beliefs are absolute ludicrous. I mean, they deny science. Liberals right now on Twitter are freaking out because there was an announcement that the royal couple had a boy. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry had a boy. They're saying, what? I thought it was supposed to be non-binary. How can you say that they had a boy? I mean, this is ludicrous, Alex.
I see all these articles on InfoWars and NewsWars that link to mainstream articles going, oh, this professor got fired because he said there's only men and women. Exactly. It's just an assault on humanity, an assault on men and women. It's like it's an alien invasion.
So,
Okay, I'll step in. So one thing that I wanted to point out when I was watching the show earlier before I came on, Alex, was Brian Stelter. I completely forgot yesterday when we were talking about this, but Millie and I actually confronted him and tried to get him to denounce censorship of InfoWars, and he wouldn't do it. He was kind of towing the line, not saying that it should be censored, but also kind of trying to play nice to our faces, saying like, oh, you know, you're not being censored. I don't support that. And we tried to get him to say, free Alex Jones, free InfoWars, and he wouldn't say it. But now that the president tweeted Millie's video and is sharing InfoWars content, he is now full-fledged out there calling Millie disgusting. I forget the exact word that he used, but...
And again, he's a loser nobody. He's a loser nobody with, like, not even 100,000 viewers. Again, he's this nobody sack of crap from the New York Times, but anointed to be our Lord and King.
You know, Alex, that video you played was so powerful, where it showed how one by one all of these voices are being silenced, and we're seeing the censorship creep in, and that's what they're doing, essentially boiling the frog slowly so that the frog doesn't jump out of the pot. Well, we need to do something. We need to figure something out as a group of Americans, people in general. We need to stand up against free speech. I mean, the left is literally running as their party platform line, anti-Second Amendment, anti-speech, and, oh, we'll just give you a bunch of free stuff in exchange for your rights. But wait, it's not actually free stuff. You are just essentially redistributing the American people's money back to them. You know, it's ridiculous.
It's just incredible. And, but again, it shows our dodo birdness. I mean, did you hear my parallel, how the dodo bird was just, had never had a predator, so it didn't know what was happening to it? I mean, reportedly, you grab them by the neck and it wouldn't even fight. You just strangle it. And it's like the American people just go, ugh.
Well, what they want to do is first they take you off their platforms and they condemn anybody who shares the articles. And then that leaves people to be able to make up lies about you, Alex, and make up lies about me and Millie and InfoWars in general. We can't defend ourselves because people can't tell the truth about us. That is so terrifying. And if people, the neocons that hate InfoWars and say we're not real conservatives, what they don't understand is that they are next. They're going to come for Ben Shapiro. They're going to come for Cabot Phillips. They're going to come for these milquetoast conservatives next. Because the truth is, we aren't dangerous. We aren't conspiracy theorists. We aren't any of the labels that they put on us. But they will not stop here.
And well, they're not going to come for Shapiro because he will convert to the leftist neocon he's always been in the Trotsky model. As soon as we're all off air, he will then say, actually, I'm a socialist. I'm a liberal. So that's been his plan the whole time. He goes on CNN and says, oh, these are private platforms. You can surveil them, and you can tell users whose names they can't and say. Well, then cults aren't bad. The worst cults don't tell people what name you can say. I mean, this is not a Harry Potter novel. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's disgusting.
And what's next? What happens after all conservative voices have been silenced off of the internet? The Democrats are able to meddle in elections and influence the outcome. They get their super hyper progressive Democrats and Ocasio-Cortez. And then what happens to us? Are we going to be rounded up like it says in the revelations of the Bible, like the Christians rounded up to be guillotined because we won't go along with the progressive ideology?
Well, I mean, that's the way the weathermen said they want Christians put in camps, 50 million, 25 million killed. That's Bill Ayers trained Obama in that. That was in congressional hearings. And then they're going to expand out from there. They're already, Hillary said, put us in digital gulags, put men in fun camps. I mean, we all laugh about this. The left are flaming authoritarians. They have giant throngs of useful idiots. You go to any of their events, they're ugly, they're stupid, they're lazy, they want something free. They're never going to get anything free. They're just the scum that was grown in our country off of our largesse and off of our freedom. We're right back with Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver. We have a gentleman popping in who went and confronted Hillary and Bill Clinton last night, a.k.a. Bill Clinton's a rapist like we saw a few years ago. Stay with us. This is a big transmission. Will Johnson coming up. Newswars.com. Infowars.com. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for auto ship. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogen, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Will Johnson, Brad DeShagler with me. He's hosting the fourth hour. Got Benjamin Hill popping in the next segment. Went in front of Hillary and Bill. We've got Millie and Weaver and Caitlin Bennett riding shotgun with us. And you know, this is a funny piece, but it's not funny. It's very sad for the penguin that I was in a meeting this morning with some of the crew and Kit Daniels. I was like, there's this big, giant, fat, you know, $500 billion corporation with a trillion-dollar corporation like Apple and a trillion-dollar corporation like Google working with the Chi-Coms, and it's just like a giant elephant, you know, raping a squirrel or something. And the people have to organize against this. It's just an abuse of power. It's cult-like. It's out of control. Tell me what words they can use. And Kit Daniels goes, you mean like the famous video on Animal Planet of the elephant seal raping the penguin? And I thought, wait a minute, that doesn't exist. So we searched it, and there it was. It's a penguin being raped by a seal, a giant elephant seal. And so I said, my God, the reason I'm going to play this is all the other penguins are sitting there watching and not even running away after this one's been grabbed and is being raped. And that's how it feels like. They pick one of us off at a time, and then once the precedent's set, everybody gets raped. So why not put my head on the penguin and then put Zuckerberg's head or Facebook's head on the other one? And, you know, we can joke about this all day, but this is really what's going on. Your birthright, your freedom, your data, your privacy. AI's watching in real time. If you post my name or InfoWars, you're being told you can't. You're being threatened with being deleted. You're being threatened with being blocked. That's live time. You're being raped. Your freedom's being raped over this telecommunication system. They say, come on in here. Don't just communicate over the telephone or in person like you used to. Communicate over this thing, unless you post photos and make digital calls and text. But by the way, now that you're here, we're going to read what you said, and we're going to tell you what you can say. Will Johnson, this, you know, I mean, this is real.
It is real. It's disgusting. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're destroying, they're literally raping you from social media. They're trying to remove you from the planet. If this was Alice in Wonderland, they would say, off with his head. That's exactly what they would do right now. This is unbelievable to see this. The penguin getting raped by the seal. I mean, and that's exactly it. Facebook is destroying the American people the same way. They are at our throats, they're at our genitals, they're at the American people like this. And for this to be taking place like this is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. How does this happen? Look at that. I mean, it's actually exactly what's happening. That's
radio
exactly
listeners have to go to InfoWars.com/show to see this. The left will complain. This is on mainline TV. It's hey, but the point is, can we change it to Zuckerberg's face, please, on the seal? I think that's the final deal. We're working on it right now. You know, we can laugh about this, but let's bring in Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver. Ladies, Trump tweeted out some of your stuff. That's great. And Paul Watson's. And Trump said it's wrong to violate the First Amendment. This is beyond the First Amendment for me. This is, like I keep saying, organized crime, surveilling us, controlling what 2.2 billion users can do, giving them a gag order, but saying you can only say people's names if you attack conservatives. Once people accept this, I think the sky's the limit.
I think what's wrong is that the penguins are doing exactly what everyone else is doing. Everyone thinks that, hey, you know, if I don't attack Facebook for essentially, you know, screwing Alex Jones, then the guy won't come after me. They won't come after me.
Well, that's it. Let's roll this for TV viewers in the background while you talk. You mean all the penguins are just sitting around like this is no big deal. The other little penguins pecking at him and fighting, but I mean, it's going on here.
They think if they just stand there and they don't do anything, well, you know, he'll leave me alone. But if I try to do something to stop him, then maybe that big giant walrus will come, you know, hump on me. And that's what everyone else thinks, is I should just leave Zuckerberg Facebook alone. I should quiet down, stay silent, not speak out, not do anything he doesn't like, and maybe he'll leave me alone. No, once he's, you know, once that penguin is probably suffocated to death, he'll move on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and it could be you next. The penguin.
Yeah, I was watching the raw footage. They try to run away, but he jumps on one. Caitlin Bennett, I mean, we released for raw footage of Zuckerberg. What do you think of this?
So that is absolutely hilarious that you put Facebook's, you know, logo on the seal there. But it's so true.
Everybody should do that as a meme. We should put Facebook on the heads of bad things.
Yeah, so it's just a perfect metaphor of what's happening. They're screwing you. And you can see the pings in the background just kind of like, you know, not looking. And Millie hit the nail on the head. That's what so many people are doing right now. And I'm not going to lie, even I am scared to make certain video reports calling it out because I don't want to be targeted next. So it's working. Their fear, the fear-mongering that they're putting in us is working, and it's going to spread to so many people. And they're just trying to make sure Trump doesn't win 2020. That's what all of this comes down to.
And
if all those penguins made a concentrated attack on that walrus and literally just started pecking him a bunch all over, he would probably run off and be so
overwhelmed. If you let one penguin stand up, they might all stand up.
That's right. Just like A Bug's Life. That's why everyone needs to start just getting really vocal about it. In fact, everybody should be tweeting, it's okay to be Alex Jones. It's okay to be InfoWars. People should be resisting, not cowering and saying, okay, I better just not say InfoWars anymore. Because it's
a lot of folks are doing.
InfoWars will ban you for anything next.
That's a great idea. They're reversing it to say Jones Alex. So that those posts are actually getting through. Then people just put out summit.news. They put out prisonplanet.com or newswars.com. It's infowars.com and Alex Jones that's banned. But do Jones Alex and newswars.com. That at least makes the Southern Poverty Law Center workers have to go through all the posts and do it themselves.
Yeah, you know, the penguins walking around, It's just like she said, is exactly what's happening. The American people are afraid. Someone put a post on there when I was on with you Saturday night, someone put it on Facebook, and people were commenting on there saying that I'm afraid to say Alex Jones because I'm afraid Facebook is going to remove me simply because by putting your name.
And your co-host saw it themselves.
Actually, my wingman, Ben Burkholm, he put the post out there. And hours later, he has over 100,000 people on his Facebook. Hours later, only 32 people actually saw it. It was 4 likes. Never been
shadow banned.
Never seen it. It's completely shadow banning. And they're putting the fear into people for this social media platform. They're putting fear people to put a name. Alex Jones is fearful. They're putting fear into people.
Imagine if you heard in Nazi Germany, Hitler said you'd be arrested if you said someone's name. No one would believe that. People didn't believe Hitler did that. It's so insane. But against chirpy Mark Zuckerberg doing it, so it's okay.
They go above and beyond what Nazi Germany did. You know what? Not what Nazi Germany did is cupcakes compared to what they're doing now. What they're doing now is to a new level because of the technology, because they can really remove someone from all social media platforms simply because you're not saying something that they don't agree with. What kind of world are we living in? This is insane. What is it? The lady on CNN, I think her name is, what's her name? Omar? No, not even Omar.
Go ahead and play the short 5-second clip. She says, I want them banned, I want them shut up, I want them muted. Here it is.
I mean, this is exactly what it is. She's a Nazi, 100%.
Yeah, they're calling us Nazis all day. This is very Nazi. Now, let's go ahead and roll that. Here it is. Powerful clip, huh?
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Yes, Navarro, that's exactly what it is. And for her to say that and no one's saying, you know what you're saying, right? No one is saying that to her. Do you realize what you're saying? Not a single person did that. Everyone is like, yes, you know what? You're absolutely right. We need to remove all of these people to get rid of.
And Republicans doing nothing is greenlighting the theft of 2020. I'll predict this now. We're going to come back with all you guys and another guest. I predict, I'll get more details when we come back, Trump will lose 2020 unless he moves in and stops all this. But it won't matter. We'll lose the whole country, the whole world. This is the Chinese Communist Social Score, perfected in China, now brought back to America by big tech. Big tech is the enemy of the American people. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, newswars.com. That's where you find us. That's where you spread the link. Infowars.com.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, got to plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm going to show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Alexjones.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the
world. All right, here's an example of all the stuff behind the scenes that's been going on. They've been trying to hack the site. They've been attacking it. They've had leftists going over any servers we have, trying to take them away. Infowars.com is just blank right now. Doesn't give you an error, doesn't say what it is. IT's looking at it, they just say, looks like some type of takeover. They don't want you to have speech. They want to get you used to taking what they say like you're in communist China, and that's the end of it. In communist China, you can't send an emoji to the Taiwanese flag. You can't send out Winnie the Pooh because the dictator doesn't like Winnie the Pooh. I'm not joking. Don't worry. We got NewsWars.com. We got Summit.News that Paul runs. We have PrisonPlanet.com. We've been attacked before. That's why we have lots of sites. But realize, they don't want you having access to ideas. They don't want you being able to speak out. That's why you got to wear T-shirts in the third dimension. That's why you got to go to Hillary and Bill events and let them know you're aware of their criminal activity. It's why you got to go to Beto events and Bernie Sanders events. And it is true. Really, Alex Jones and InfoWars really is the symbol of Americana and freedom now. And they believe they can extinct that. They can make you give up, and then they're going to win. But they're not going to win. And Trump must take action. Pretty crazy. Try to go to InfoWars.com, and you're getting a bunch of calls about it. They don't tell me stuff or it upsets me, which is the cardinal rule that I'm supposed to do, because I want to be involved in decision-making around here. Yeah. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Somebody's going to get fired for not telling me. How long has that been going on that nobody told me? Because that's the one rule is, you got to tell me when stuff's going on, man. But no, it doesn't happen. And I'm not trying to get mad here, but we're in a war. Go back to Millie Weaver and, of course, Caitlin Bennett. They're not going to be able to stop you on the street. They're not going to be able to stop our listeners. It's bigger than InfoWars. Everybody's got to start a website. Everybody's got to start reporting. Everybody's got to do it. We've got to go out and show the globalists, show the left what they're doing, and expose them. It's that simple. What do you think people, forget Trump, what can we the people do to fight back against this, all three of you?
Well, you know, as soon as the conservatives go, and they will at some point. It'll be their turn. Everyone knows where to go to. Everyone's going to go to InfoWars.com because that's where the hub is, where we know Alex Jones and InfoWars are still going to be reporting news. And even if InfoWars.com is taken down, well, go to our site, InfoWars.com, and sign up for our newsletters, because newsletters is another way that we can get stay in contact with our listeners and our viewers for updates if this kind of a takeover actually does take place.
Well, the biggest thing is people need to get pissed and realize being blocked and censored should make them mad and make them want to spread the word. I mean, imagine what people could do. Like we used to expose the flu shot as deadly. People should put posters up everywhere. They should put InfoWars posters up everywhere. Or put up your own website posters. The point is, fight back. Smash Zuckerberg by resisting him politically.
You're absolutely right. You know what? If they start attacking me the way that they're attacking you, I'm going to look at it. They're attacking a black man that supports President Trump, that has had a communication, contact, any kind of contact with Alex Jones. That's exactly it. They can't stand someone like me or two ladies having any kind of communication or anyone having communication with Alex Jones. People, this is war. We are in a war right now. They're using war tactics, trying to break down communication. People, we've got to fight back, and their main goal is to get us to get at each other's throat. They want conservatives. They want someone to go out and retaliate. They want someone to be violent. They don't have any of their footage. They have nothing to show that conservatives are violent. All of the lefters are violent. So they're trying to do all of these different things to get under our skin, to try to get at us, to try to get us to be angry, to get us to be violent.
That's why they staged Charlottesville with the fake Nazis and the leftists and had the police stand down. That's why they're so pissed at you what they wanted. You're absolutely right. That's why instead of violence, we have to, in fact, I'm going to show people. We've done it years ago. Everybody, we're going to put posters up today. I'm going to stay here. We're going to put them out. They're going to go on InfoWars.com. A whole page of posters about InfoWars, about the truth, about vaccines, about whatever. You just print off a bunch at Kinko's or wherever, and you just go in legal and lawful areas, anywhere they power poles, you know, wherever, they're going to claim you're bad when you do it. They're not mad about a, you know, dog walking thing or a ad for real estate. And you just put these babies up everywhere. And then they're such authoritarians, they'll flip out and put it all over the news and say, how dare Americans think they have speech, and it'll blow up in their face. I'm telling you, folks, get aggressive in the info war.
You have to. You have to get aggressive. And I love the fact that President Trump is like the InfoWars president. You know, CNN and the rest of them, they hate InfoWars so much. And you know what it is? I had a conversation with a young lady. Her name is Marjorie Green. And she was telling me that she knows a person who used to work under Bernie Sanders and under the Obama administration and was constantly listening to you. After you, he walked away. See, that's their biggest fear. They can't have someone like Alex Jones waking people up. You have touched so many people's hearts and minds. That is the problem, because you're getting them to pay attention to what they're doing. That is the main thing here. Someone is telling them the truth, And that's what they can't have.
And just like you have energy in sparks, we all have it. It's the fact we're saying, wake up.
Yes.
Wake up. They're scared because we're not like the NPR voice going, sleepy. I'm your NPR, liberal. Everyone's a white supremacist that doesn't love globalism. Zuckerberg loves you. What do you think they fear the most, Caitlin Bennett?
I think they fear, I keep bringing it back, I think that they really fear the fact that Trump win 2020 again. They weren't expecting the conservative voice on social media being so prominent, because as they have control of the media, the outlets, the news outlets, CNN, they have control of what we see on TV and in the news. As conservatives, we could have control over what people see on social media, so they have to make sure they scale that back as well. I believe social media helped Trump win, because people were able to spread InfoWars links there. They were able to just voice their opinion, have conversations, and now they're scared. They do not want him to be in power, because they can't, therefore, take over the rest of us and implement these crazy policies. And I love that Trump is the InfoWars president. Alex, you've got to get a T-shirt with that made, because I want to wear it.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think we should get one saying Alex Jones is the general.
No, I don't need that. We could have one that says,
I like the general.
No.
General
about
Jones.
Me. General Jones about to go, no, I'm not a general. I'm like the crazy, you know, prophet running around the wilderness. No, but seriously, I get upset by world government being here and them telling 2.2 billion people you can't say somebody's name. It's not about me. It's that this is what they were always planning. And I really get mad that Trump and them are like, well, is it okay to control private companies? They're big-ass monopolies telling people how to think and what to do, trying to tell people we'll take your job away or call you a Nazi. And then Facebook said that I'm a terrorist and Paul Watson's a terrorist and put us in an Interpol list. That's an Interpol list. I already have the damn documents. It already happened last year with the banks. Think about how they say we need judicial reform and prison reform, and I agree. Nonviolence, spent too much time in jail. I've never been convicted of anything, okay? And so what I'm saying is they've said I'm a terrorist. Facebook has in an Interpol designation, and that's fighting words, man. I mean, Facebook is a terrorist organization, not me.
It is. They are. Absolutely. And they're encouraging other people to be terrorists themselves. That's what's really going on here. They encourage all of these mindless bots, I like to call them, which consists of BLM, Antifa, and BAM. They're mindless, and they go out and they attack conservatives. You walk around with this hat that I have on, in some places, like in California, they will attack you because they've been told to. And see, you can put all this stuff on social media. Go out and attack someone with a Trump.
And the police state, and the police in most cities, they're blue cities, they stand down while 10 to 1 they attack you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you have politicians like Maxine Waters going out saying, attack Trump administration. Attack any of them, wherever you see them. Attack them. That's code for attack any conservative, because that's exactly what happened.
And now they have CBS shows about punch a Nazi, but they define a Nazi as any Trump supporter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Tom Arnold says Trump's a Nazi. I mean, that is outrageous.
It's, you know what? It's another tactic in this war to deceive everybody, to get everyone to believe.
And everybody knows that what I'm saying is the fact that they've geared up to this point shows they're not backing down after Russiagate fell apart. They're going to go for total censorship. They're trying to remove Trump. He goes on the offense or it's over. Sorry, Millie, Caitlin, I interrupted you.
Well, you know, they're shutting down free speech on the internet. They're shutting down free speech out on the streets. If we try to have protests, they send Antifa and other Soros-backed operatives to come violently shut us down so that the media can spin it and say that we're violent. And they're essentially going to rig the 2020 election. They're going to flood it with illegal alien votes and, you know, dead votes and whatever else they can, or even just electronic rigging. And then when we're all off the internet, we can't speak out or contest it. This is what's happening. So we need to use our voices now. Now's the time while we have.
Oh, I know. I want to ask you all a question when we come back to the energy level's so high. I'm more crazy than I've ever been. This is just insane. Can everybody feel it? Can you see it? We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.